This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden has declared that the G7 summit in Britain was an extraordinarily collaborative and productive meeting that made progress on fighting the coronavirus pandemic, reviving the global economy, and calling out China by name for its bad behavior. Speaking to reporters Sunday, Biden praised agreements on tackling corruption, fighting ransomware, and ending public finance for coal projects. Leaders of the G7 on Sunday signed a declaration vowing to end the coronavirus pandemic and reinvigorate the global economy with $12 trillion worth of support put in place during the pandemic. The concluding statement, known as the Carbis Bay Declaration, recognizes the need to tackle the roots of the pandemic on a global level. The aim is to slash the time needed to develop a vaccine for a pandemic virus to less than 100 days. Nations participating in the summit include Britain, the United States, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. That's a grouping of the world's wealthiest democracies. They were joined in the discussion on global health by leaders of India, South Korea, South Africa, and Australia, as well as UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Israel swore in a new government on Sunday, ending the 12-year rule of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and making Naftali Bennett the head of a small, religious, ultra-nationalist party, the new leader of the Jewish state. Bennett will be prime minister for 2 years under a power-sharing agreement among 8 political parties with little in common other than wanting to end the leadership of Netanyahu. After 2 years, Bennett will be replaced for 2 years by Yair Lapid, a one-time finance minister and former TV news anchor who brokered the deal to oust Netanyahu. More on this and all the stories we cover at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The court trying ousted Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi will hear its first testimony on Monday, more than 4 months after a military coup, the military junta that brought down the democratically elected government on February 1st. Has brought a raft of charges against the Nobel laureate and the de facto leader of Myanmar's democracy. The charges range from breaking a colonial-era secrecy law to illegally accepting 11 kilograms of gold. On Monday, her defense team will cross-examine witnesses over charges she improperly imported walkie-talkies and flouted coronavirus restrictions during last year's elections that her National League for Democracy won in a landslide. Aung San Suu Kyi's lawyers, who have been allowed to meet with her just twice since she was placed under house arrest, have said they expect the trial to wrap up by July 26th. If convicted of all charges, Suu Kyi, who is 75, faces more than a decade in jail. Near daily protests have rocked Myanmar since the coup removed her government from power in February after 10 years of democratic rule. Pro-democracy demonstrations have been met with a brutal military crackdown that has killed some 850 people, according to a local monitoring group. The United States and Russia sparred on Sunday about responsibility for debilitating cyber attacks as U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin prepare for their summit in Geneva on Wednesday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told ABC's This Week television show that no responsible country should be in the business of harboring criminal organizations engaged in cyber attacks. Blinken said Biden would make that point clear to Putin at their meeting. He said the U.S. is also looking for Russian cooperation in dealing with criminal organizations that operate from Russian territory. Two key U.S. businesses, Fuel Transporter Colonial Pipeline and the JBS Meat Processing Company, were targeted last month in cyber attacks believed to have originated in Russia. Each paid millions of dollars in ransom to have their operations restored. U.S. law enforcement officials say they have recovered some of Colonial Pipeline's ransom payment. President Putin told the state TV channel in Russia, Russia One, on Sunday that Russia was willing to extradite cyber criminals on an equal basis with the United States if the United States agrees to the same policy. Secretary of State Blinken said Sunday that he believes Biden will be meeting with Putin in a new position of strength after broad agreement on Western goals at the weekend G7 meeting. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.